Hello everyone, I am joined today with Rachel Lukes, who is a awesome Prince George athlete who's here to talk about her success and her goals for the future. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good.
So give listeners a bit of an introduction. Who is Rachel Lukes?
So my name's Rachel, as you know. I go to College Heights Secondary, and I'm in grade 10. And I play basketball.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I know that I've seen you, you know, around in the community playing a number of sports. You want to maybe tell us a bit about all the different sports that you kind of play and maybe why basketball specifically has been a highlight for you?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been playing multiple sports growing up. I first started off with soccer, like the little Timbits soccer league mm-hmm. that we had growing up, and I've been playing that for a long time. So I recently quit soccer a couple years ago just because I kind of felt my focus was more on basketball. And I've also been playing volleyball right now as well, and I still currently play volleyball, and I do play basketball as well. And I've also done other sports like badminton and golf, but I've really felt a love for basketball and volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like having that kind of skill set from different sports, does it help your basketball game?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would say just because like both sports are so different and similar in the same way, because like I get to target different areas and I get to include those areas into different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. So when, you know, you're telling me about growing up and just playing that, you know, Timbits soccer and, you know, when did your mindset really change from, yeah, like I play sports, I play basketball, to, okay, I'm going to be the best basketball player, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to win? When did that mindset kind of shift for you?
I would say like the beginning of high school in grade 8. I tried out for Team BC as a grade 8, and it was a year older team for the U15 team. And when I made it, I was like, okay, wow, like this can really take me many places. Like I really want to work hard and see how much further I can go with this. So I would say like the beginning of high school is when it really like really struck in the difference of sports and the competitiveness.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. Do you like through basketball and the sports you do you feel like you've created, you know, like friends and awesome connections with coaches and stuff?
Oh yeah, for sure. I would say like sports has definitely like made a huge impact on my social life for sure. And like being with basketball specifically, I've been able to travel to many places and interact with new cultures and new teams and like seeing different styles of play and meeting new people. It was really cool.
Yeah, that certainly is. How has COVID affected that, you know, with traveling and being able to experience basketball outside of Prince George?
I mean, I know like a lot of the other high school athletes and like even post-secondary athletes are in the same boat, which is kind of what's been keeping me going, just like knowing that I'm not alone in this situation. It's been really tough, but I've also been using it as like motivation to work on other aspects of my game, like working out and getting stronger. But it's definitely, I definitely miss not like, I miss having the gameplay and traveling around and playing against other teams for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. So tell me a bit more about your work ethic and, you know, like you said, right now you're taking time to work out and continue working on that strength. Like, what does it take, to be and play at the level that you do?
I would say like my work ethic has definitely come from like all the amazing coaches I've been like fortunate to have like met in my life. And as well, like I always set goals for myself on and off the court, whether that's like trying this new shot, getting as many reps in as I can, or like physically getting to a new weight set and like getting stronger. And I feel like setting smaller goals has definitely like helped me reach even bigger goals in my life.
Yeah, right. Gotta take the small steps to take the big ones.
Yeah.
Sure. Has there been any kind of challenges that you felt that you had to overcome? And if so, how did you go about doing that?
Yeah, for sure. So for me, I've always like, I haven't had much self-confidence. So for me, it's always like, I've been trying to work on my mental aspect of my game more. And I feel like COVID has definitely had an impact on that as well. Just like not being with other people and like being around my support kind of like that. So I feel like mental has definitely been a huge challenge on me. And it's always just, it's like a totally different part of the game. And so I've been continually working on that, and it's been getting definitely a lot better for sure, just working on that confidence and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that a lot of things in life are really, it's like as soon as you can get over that mental hurdle of like, oh, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough. And like, as soon as you break that, it's like the world opens up, really.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, motivation and support around you, what would you say are some role models or people that you've really looked up to in your life that inspire you?
I would definitely say like my parents for sure, and my sister as well, just because like everyone in my house grew up playing basketball, and like my dad played university and he also went professional in Australia, and my sister is currently playing at McEwen University right now. And I would say I always look up to them. Like, I've always dreamt of the things that they've done, and I really hope that I can be there one day as well.
Mm-hmm. So as a woman in sports, have you ever felt like you experiences challenges from that, you know, like the narrative on female basketball players, like when you're discussing earlier, you know, they get paid less, the media coverage and attention is significantly less than, you know, the men's. Do you feel like you've experienced that at all?
Personally, I haven't experienced it in like in my life right now, but like I played against guys before, and obviously it's like a different level of the game, but like they've always been super encouraging and nice to me, and all the male coaches and male like friends I've had in my life, they've always been super nice to me. But I am like aware of like how different it is in the future, and WNBA and all the differences in the basketball, but personally it's been great.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad to hear that. Do you think that being in kind of a smaller town like Prince George has really helped build that kind of positive community around sports, and the engagement from the community as a whole is just more accepting and welcoming of everybody?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, like, I'll travel down south a lot for basketball just because in like Vancouver, there's always more opportunity, I guess, in a way. And when like I come back up north, it's always nice to hear like how people are so supportive, and how like I guess in a way they feel like the north isn't really as recognized as much just because there's not as much exposure up here. But everyone's always been so encouraging and supporting for sure.
Yeah, that's so great to hear. So what is in store for the future? You're mentioning your sister's, you know, left town to play basketball. Is that something that you could see yourself doing as well?
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely the goal for now. I definitely want to play post-secondary basketball. I've also been doing like Zoom calls right now with Canada Basketball. So a big goal of mine right now is to definitely do something with Canada Basketball in the future, and hopefully try out for Team Canada as well.
Wow. That's so awesome. That's so great to hear. So
thank you.
What advice do you have for other young aspiring athletes who maybe COVID has been especially a significant source of just kind of a lack of motivation, right? Because, you know, not being able to travel and not being able to experience sport like it was pre-COVID, what advice would you have for them?
I would just say to keep working hard and keep pushing yourself, even though in like these tough times and stuff. We can use this as motivation to keep working on different aspects that maybe we didn't even get to keep working on before. But yeah, I would just say keep working hard and pushing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about advice to your younger self? You know, looking at how far you've come and how much you've accomplished, and also looking at, you know, those goals that you've set for yourself in the future. What advice would you give for yourself?
For my younger self, I would just say, like, to not be so hard on myself and just, like, really focus on, like, how much I've done and, like, how much I can work on and, like, how I can use this to make me a better basketball player. And, like, I would say to focus more on positives than negatives, and, like, everyone makes mistakes, and use these to make you a better player for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so awesome. I mean, even just talking to you and listening to you, it's very clear to me that you're a very driven person, and I love that. I think it's just phenomenal to see that in our community in Prince George. I think that you do such an amazing job representing us as a town, and I wish you all the luck in the future.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day, Rachel.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.